I got the rockin' pneumonia. I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I caught the rolling off the writer sitting down at a rhythm review.
Yeah.
I roll over Beethoven. They're rockin'
two for Tuesday. Yeah, two for Tuesday. Chuck Berry's 90 today. Happy birthday to Chuck Berry. That was a two of two for Tuesday for Owen on WGN. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're here till 5 a.m., as we are every morning. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and my buddy, the great Steve Cochran, coming up at 6 right here on 720 WGN. So the story is this. Luke Perry has he's on the cover of AARP magazine. Luke Perry can add a new accomplishment to his career. Cover person for AARP magazine, the actor most famous for his role on Beverly Hills 90210. He's Dylan McKay. He turned 50 on October 11th. The magazine wrote underneath his picture, "Welcome to 90250. See? Because he's 50. 50 years old. We need a clip of Molly Shannon doing Sally O'Malley. I can kick and stretch and kick. I'm 50. Most people associate him with the famous high school-based drama, which took place and debuted back in 1990, centered around students at Beverly Hills High, including Luke's Dylan. Though he played a high school student on the show, he was actually 24 years old when he joined the cast. The role of Dylan launched him to stardom during that decade, and he became a major Hollywood heartthrob. Because of his 90s teen idol status, Luke's fans were usually accustomed to seeing him on the covers of magazines like Teen Beat and 17, not a magazine that is created to help enhance senior citizens' quality of life. So that makes a lot of people feel old, and that's what the topic is. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. A few angles we can take on this. When was the first time you ever felt old? If you can pinpoint the moment where you went, wait a minute, what? And you just felt really old. And on what other occasions do you feel old? And some stories about that. 312-981-7200. Now, before we jump into that, I've got some Reddit posts here about feeling old for the first time and feeling old in general. 312-981-7200, talking text. Now, Esmeralda, we were talking about this because I told you that we were going to talk about Luke Perry turning 50 and feeling old. You know, before the show, we chatted a little bit. And you said that there was an event coming up that Luke Perry is indeed going to appear.
Yeah. He's going to come down from the heavens.
Yes.
No, he's coming to Rewind Con.
Rewind Con.
Yes, November 11th through the 13th. And it's supposed to, you're supposed to meet your favorite celebrities from the 80s, 90s, and beyond.
What does "and beyond" mean?
98? I don't... So I had seen something about it, like through an email I saw, but it's a bunch of, it's essentially soap opera stars, all, pretty much all of Beverly Hills 90210 cast.
Jenny Alan Garth. Thicke. Is Jenny Garth going to be there?
Yeah, she is.
Alan Thicke.
Alan Thicke.
Yeah.
I think there's a couple more people from Growing Pains.
Okay.
Growing Pains, right?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. I think he was. Yeah, Growing Pains. Kirk Cameron won.
Yes,
yeah.
He's not going to be there.
Tracy Gold. No, of course, he's preparing for the end of the world.
Tracy Gold's going to be there.
Tracy Gold's going to be there?
Yeah, and so is the kid. I don't know. The younger brother.
Oh, I don't know. I never watched the show. I know Tracy Gold because she was in one of my favorite movies of all time called Shoot the Moon.
All right, then.
A really great
Well, you
really
could
great
meet her.
I like Tracy Gold.
At Rewind Con.
Wow.
Yeah, but Mr. Luke Perry's going to be there.
I've met Luke Perry. He's very cool.
He seems like
he's very, very cool. I met him through my friend, director John McNaughton. John McNaughton, director of Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer, which, by the way, is celebrating its 30th anniversary this month, and was just celebrated at the Chicago International Film Festival. John McNaughton is a great director, has directed a great many movies, including Wild Things, and Mad Dog and Glory, and he directed a film called Normal Life, which was Ashley Judd and Luke Perry. And I did a screening of Normal Life at my film club a few years ago.
Oh.
And I had John there. John was nice enough to come and do a Q&A after the movie, and it was very, very cool. And the movie's great. If you've not seen it, it's a great movie based on a true story of a couple that went on a series of bank robberies and robberies here in Chicago. And it was shot on location where most of them took place. Most of them took place on the Northwest Side and near the Northwest suburbs. And I showed it, of course, at my film club, which has always been at the Movie Co. Theater. And I was like, you know, when we were doing the Q&A afterwards, I'm like, you know, some of the locations are like blocks away from where we're standing. Some of the places that they ripped off. And it's Ashley Judd's finest performance. It's called A Normal Life. It came and went. It was in theaters for 10 minutes. And it's Ashley Judd and Luke Perry, based on a true story, all shot here in Chicago. A great, great movie with two great performers. Luke Perry's great. And I think it's Ashley Judd's, by far, her best performance. It's a stunning performance. But anyway, when I showed it, you know, a couple of months after I showed it, it was Wizard World. And John came over to Flashback, and then we went across the street to Wizard World, and that's how I hung out with Luke Perry.
Well, look at you.
Who's now 50.
Who's 50?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of...
Who else is going
to
be there?
To make you feel old, or at least myself, a bunch of boy bands. But none of the people who've made it out of the boy bands. It's all like
the unknown guys in the
right,
boy bands.
Right, it's the leftovers.
So who's from NSYNC? Clearly, Justin Timberlake's a little busy that weekend.
Yeah, no, he's a little busy. Joey Fatone and Chris Kirkpatrick. Yeah, and then 98 Degrees.
Uh-huh.
All of them except Nick Lachey.
Sure.
All of O-Town will
but
be there.
But all of O-Town will be
all of O-Town. They're not busy. None of them are busy. And then two of the five of the Backstreet Boys, A.J. McLean and Howie.
See, now I think those guys are just as big as the other guys that were in Backstreet.
No.
Yeah.
Not,
Backstreet's back all right.
Who's the blonde one, the youngest one?
I don't know.
I can't remember his name.
What's Carter?
Nick. Yeah.
Oh, Nick Carter.
Nick Carter.
All right, and then the other guy, Kevin Mustache.
Yes.
You know, it's Halloween time. We need to bust out that video where they were.
Oh yeah, your favorite.
My
song.
Favorite. They were the Wolfman.
Right.
And Jekyllman and Mummyman.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did allow that on Fly Jams Friday.
Yeah, because it's fly. It's a fly jam.
Yeah, I think we were fighting it, but Nick.
It's a fly jam.
Sure.
That is the closest thing to a fly jam they have.
Oh, no, I'm not saying anything else that they've ever done is fly. I am, however, saying that is a fly jam, and the video is awesome. What are they? We went down the list. Wolfman.
You were the one who were like remembering it off the top of your head.
Was Wolfman and Jekyll and Hydeman, and that was Kevin, I believe, was Jekyll and Hydeman because he was split down the middle. On the right side, he was a good guy, and on the left side, he was Hyde. There was Mummyman. Was there a Draculaman? I think there was a Draculaman. And yeah.
All right.
Here was the whole thing.
Yes, Brian as a werewolf.
Right.
Howie is Dracula.
Okay, yeah.
Nick is Mummy.
Yep.
Mummy. AJ is Eric, the Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, the Phantom of the Opera. That's right. He's the Phantom of the Opera.
And Kevin was Two-Face / Dr. Jekyll and Mr.
Yeah. Fly! The song is Fly. So who's going to be there? Mummyman? No, wait. Who's going to be there? Howie?
Howie's going to be there, so Phantom. No.
No. AJ.
Dracula.
Dracula.
So Dracula.
And who else did I... Where'd they go?
Because it's...
AJ.
AJ, the Phantom of the Opera.
So Phantom of the Opera and Dracula.
Oh, okay. So there you go.
Man, look at that. You could meet Phantom of the Opera and Dracula from Backstreet's Back All Right. And again, this is November 11th through the 13th?
Yes, in Bloomingdale, I believe.
Bloomingdale, Illinois.
Yeah, it's going to be far.
Yeah.
Right? Bloomingdale.
Yeah, it's a bit of a trek.
But they're going to do a prom.
What?
Yeah, they're going to do like a, you know, a prom. Quentin, the celebrities are going
to
go.
The celebrities are going to go to a prom.
I think they have to.
Okay. So. All right. So tons of 80s and 90s celebrities. What's it called? Rewind Con?
Rewind Con.
And yeah. Luke Perry.
Luke Perry will be there.
The cover boy for the AARP is going to be there. So when I was in my 40s, and Heather and I were together, I got my first notice from the AARP. And I want to say it was like back in 2009 or something, which would have made me 44. Yeah, so I think I got my first notice for AARP then. And I remember Heather laughing her ass off when it came in the mail. And I'm not kidding you, a month later, a postcard came in the mail because the AARP envelope said, hey, you got to prepare for AARP. I was only 44 at the time. You got to be 50. So anyway, and then like I'm not joking. She's laughing. And a card comes in the mail. She doesn't show it to me. All right. She takes a picture of it with her phone, blackens out our address, but sees my name is on it, but blackens out our address, takes a picture of it, sends it to Andy Herman. And then Andy puts it up on the damn website and on our Facebook page. And you're shaking your head, Dan. You knew about this?
Oh, no. I just remember it fondly.
Oh. Anyway, it was my first postcard that I got where I was eligible to get a scooter. And
like a rascal?
Yeah, like because I'm old. Oh. So I could get myself a, you know, and it was written, it was a postcard that was clearly written for someone maybe in their 70s or 80s. And I got it in the mail like a month after the AARP came in. And because I reacted so harshly to the AARP, I'm like, I'm 44 years old, I want AARP. Heather's laughing her ass off without telling me. She takes a picture of it, sends it to Andy, and Andy, without telling me, posts it on our website and on the Facebook page.
By the way, what about now? I'm assuming you have taken up all the savings.
I've not yet. You know, I should. I'm an idiot. And you know, Orion was screaming at me when I turned 50 about not being part of AARP. So, young man, you need to be a part of AARP.
You're old now, young man.
That's right. No, but he said it's, you know, there's all kinds of discounts and cool stuff. I should take advantage of it. I'm 51 now. So I'm old. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking about going out to Rewind Con. Can we do a remote from there? Let's do a...
It'll probably cost us a lot of money.
Do a remote. It would be so fun, though, right? To do a remote from Rewind Con?
Yeah, although I don't know half of the celebrities because they're all, a lot of them are soap opera stars.
All right.
And I've never gotten into soap operas, really.
Okay, well, we'll...
Or at least I have, but they're still going.
Okay.
Because I was in a Days of Our Lives for...
I was an All My Children guy. I watched Days of Our Lives because it was on before All My Children, mm-hmm. and we had it on one time, and Marlena was possessed by the devil.
Yes, that's when I got into
That's when I started watching it. And John Black was the priest. We started watching that.
Yeah.
I'm late here for traffic, and we started talking about Days of Our Lives. We'll finish talking about that in a second. We got to get to traffic. Yeah. Wow, two for Tuesday. Jeff requested some Asia, man. Yeah, Asia. That's Don't Cry, Man by Asia. Two for Tuesday. All right. So, Esmeralda, you started watching Days of Our Lives when Marlena got possessed?
Yeah.
That's when I... Now, why was it on for you?
I don't know. When did it... It was probably summer.
No, it probably was. But I'm saying, you turned it on? You were just flipping channels and you saw Marlena possessed and went, oh, I got to watch
this? Yeah, I think so. Like, I just, you know, it's summertime and I don't do things. So...
Yeah.
I was just sitting at home watching TV.
It was on at 11 a.m.
Yeah. A friend maybe had got me into it, too. And then I just started watching.
All My Children was on at noon. Now, but the weird thing is, I have no idea why we started watching it. Scott Oaken and I were living together at the time. And if we weren't watching the Mambo Kings, we were, you know, we were watching All My Children. We watched it all the time. And so we'd get up, because we both work nights. And, you know, well, I was, like, working on the Roy Leonard magazine at the time. And I was working some weekend stuff here and doing movie reviews and stuff. So I had a very, my schedule was very, very, very easy. It was very flexible. Because working on the magazine, I could do that anytime I wanted. I could go into the office anytime I wanted to work on it. It was Roy Leonard's magazine. And so, but anyway, we used to watch All My Children religiously. It was on at noon. We watched it religiously. And when it ended, that's when Scott left for work, because he worked like the 2 to 10 shift at Venture. He was a manager at Venture. So he worked like the 2 to 10 shift at Venture. And so All My Children would end at 1. So we started watching it regularly and became obsessed with All My Children. And I guess for some reason, Scott had Channel 5 on. And it was on, and, you know, we were coming out. It was like 11:30 or something. And I was coming out of my bedroom at the ripe hour of 11:30 in the morning. And I'm kind of coming out of the room, and he kind of woke up like 15 minutes early, and I guess he just turned the TV on and didn't check the channel. And I walk in and I sit down and I start, and I'm looking on the TV, and I knew it was Days of Our Lives, because obviously Days of Our Lives was on the air for 55 years or something. So I was like, oh, it's Days of Our Lives. And I'm just sitting there watching, you know, kind of watching it. And all of a sudden I see Marlene acting real weird. And, like, John Black, who's the greatest bad actor ever, whoever that guy is, the guy who played John Black, the priest, that guy rules. He's, like, the best bad actor ever. I love that guy. And then there was the dude with the eye patch, right?
Mm.
Or was that General? No, the dude with the eye patch.
Oh, I don't remember.
Who was the dude with the eye patch? Anybody remember the dude with the eye patch? I think he was on Days of Our Lives. And I was like, oh, that dude's got an eye patch like Snake. He looked like Snake Plissken. Dan, do you know who the dude with the eye patch? Was there a dude with an eye patch on Days of Our Lives, or am I getting my?
I will have to search.
I wish I could give you a character name. I just remember that he was a dude with an eye patch. But anyway, I'm like, hey, Scott, come here, because I think this chick on this show is possessed by the devil. He's like, what? And he comes and he sits down, and we start watching it, and you know, they cut to another storyline at that point, and, you know, whatever is happening with the other characters is happening. And then about 15 minutes later, they cut back to that part. You know how soap operas work. They do one storyline, then they cut back to another, and they cut back to another. And so they cut back, and then Marlene is acting all weird. There's a priest there, and I'm like, we're both like, I think she's possessed. I think we should start watching this before All My Children every day. And then we did, and we watched that entire arc. That entire arc of Marlena being possessed, it got better and crazier every single day.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh.
I totally got sucked in, too.
It was awesome.
Very quickly, Steve Johnson was the eye patch wearer.
His character's name was Steve Johnson?
And the actor's name was Stephen Nicholas. Nichols, I'm sorry. Stephen Nicholas.
And was it Days of Our Lives?
It was
Days of Our Lives. Okay. I thought he had a slicker name than that. I thought his name is Steve Johnson.
I don't remember him.
His occupations include private investigator, ISA agent, police officer, merchant marine, and delivery man.
I love that the last one is delivery man.
I hope it was pizzas. Like, he just had all these very high-profile jobs. And then at the end, he's like, yeah, no, I deliver pizzas now.
And perhaps, Nick, you remembered him as Nick, because in 2006, 16 years after his first appearance, Steve appeared suffering from amnesia and calling himself Nick.
Of course. Yeah.
No, I don't remember
that makes sense.
I wasn't watching it then. I was watching this in, like, 93. That's when this was happening. The devil being, you know, Marlena being possessed by the devil and John Black trying to save her. Can you find out who played John Black? Because that guy's the best.
Yeah, I don't know who he is, but...
All right, we got a break. We're going to find out who John Black... We got a couple people who are on hold because we're going to get back to talking about being old, and Esmeralda and I are going to go face-to-face in a pop-up video as well. Yeah. Now, are you looking at the video, Dan?
No, I have a lyric video.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't even know if they made a video for that one. How you doing, everybody? Good morning. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. Two for Tuesday. That's two for Tuesday. And, yeah. Jeff wanted to hear Go by Asia. And that's like later Asia. That's like after their first album. Because the first album was like the huge, huge, huge album, 1982. That's like, this is deep cut Asia, Jeff is going. It's Nick DiGilio here. We're here until 5 a.m. Every weekday morning, coming up at 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell, and then my good friend and yours, the great Steve Cochran, at 6. We're talking about getting old and what it feels like to get old. Luke Perry is on the cover of AARP magazine. He's 50, and people are freaking out. So we're talking about the first time you ever felt old and times when you feel old. And then we got distracted by Days of Our Lives storyline from 1993 where Marlena got possessed by the devil, which for some reason both Esmeralda and I were hooked on. John Black, by the way, was played by Drake Hogeston. That's right, Drake Hogeston, the greatest actor that's ever existed. Is Drake Hogeston going to be at the Rewind Village?
No.
Oh,
unfortunately,
man.
Yeah, no, I didn't. It's all, it's none really from Days of Our Lives.
Oh, man. All right. Oh, look at this. Hold on. We have more information from Luann on WGN. Hey, Luann.
Hey. How you doing?
All right.
Yeah, I watched Days of Our Lives from, I think it was 76 I started watching it. I was living in Montana and working in a bar, and my boss, her husband wouldn't let her watch the soaps. So she told me what was going on, and I'd watch it every day. Back then, Mickey had just come home from Vietnam and lost his memory. And, I mean, it was the whole thing.
Now, did you watch it? But we're talking years later, Luann. Did you watch Marlena getting possessed by the devil?
Okay, I remember that. At that time, I wasn't real clear on what was. I saw pieces of it.
Okay.
But you know what? Drake Hogeston, Marlena, everybody is still. I'm watching it now. I've been watching it for the last.
Wait. Drake Hogeston, he's still on the show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
fantastic.
He's on. They brought everybody back. Now, dig it. There was a guy called, oh my gosh. They have all these people coming back from way back.
Now, the guy with the eye patch, they said his name was Steve Johnson.
Yes.
But his nickname was Patch.
Yeah. And
see, that's why I knew it was different.
His son named Joe.
Okay. All right.
They're all on now.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to. I may have to tune in.
Yeah, you better. I mean, it's really crazy because they're bringing. There was this guy from years ago. His name is passing me right now.
All right, well, that's okay. Yeah.
I'm 65 years old.
All right, well, listen, Luann, I got to run, but thanks for the call.
Okay,
take care. Yep. Patch, that was his name. Now, if you would have said Patch, I'd have remembered. I should have known his name was Patch. The guy wore an eye patch. Oh, is that ridiculous? Drake Hogeston. The greatest actor ever. All right. We're talking about getting old, although it sounds like it's Soap Opera Digest right now, but the subject is getting old. We want to talk about this, and then Esmeralda and I are going to jump into a little here we go. There's Patrick on WGN. Patrick, you say you feel old?
Of course, Nick. First of all, how you doing?
Good.
Good to be talking to you again.
All right, buddy.
I turn 50 next year.
Okay.
First and foremost.
Okay.
And my nephew, who's a sophomore in high school, was there when he was born. The kid towers over me now. He's over 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
And he looks down on me.
Yeah.
And my son, who you met when we met at Phantasm.
Right.
He's 11 years old. He weighs about 152 pounds, and he's 5'2".
Yeah.
The kid can wear my shirts.
Yeah.
It just drives me nuts. But the biggest thing, besides these kids that were babies that are, like, looking me in the face, Metallica is considered classic rock.
Oh, yeah.
In some spaces. And I just saw a video on YouTube of Tom Araya from Slayer over the years. He now has a beard, a big white gray beard. He looks like a satanic Santa Claus playing the bass guitar.
So everybody's old, man. We're all getting old, I'm telling you.
Well, we can't stop it.
I know.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. We got to roll with it. Okay, thank you, Patrick.
Thanks, bud.
Take care, buddy. All right. Here we got some texts. 6765 says, when I started to realize I was getting older when waitresses started calling me sir instead of honey. Dirk the cop said, when I started cutting my ear hair. That's a real thing.
Oh, gross.
No, it is. It's a real thing. 847 says, the first time I realized I was old was when I got out of bed and I realized there wasn't a wooden floor creaking. It was my knees. Yeah, I know that. Brian says, although with each passing day, my view count of Gymkata, oh, God, rises and brings me glee. It makes me feel old when I realize that this cinematic gem came out. It was 30 years old last year. Yes, it was. Yes. Thank you, Brian, with your.
You know what's insane to me is that when someone goes, yeah, 10 years ago, I always think 90s.
No.
And it's 2000. I'm like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I can't even fathom.
Yeah. It's crazy. Andy says, I'm just an old man trying to get some wedges. Oh, God, that's a classic. That's an old line right there. Jeez. Something that happened to me at a KFC. There was an old guy. He was very grumpy, and the woman behind the counter was being like, being all sweethearty and real nice and everything. And then she was trying to talk to him and say, oh, how's it going, sweetheart? How are you feeling, sweetheart? And he was just like, I'm an old man trying to get some wedges. All he wanted was some potato wedges. And he was really,
the little things
he was
in life.
Really, he was really mad. Let's see. Brian says, I got my first AARP notice shortly after I turned 20.
I think I got one, too, when I was young. I don't know if they just didn't realize who they were sending it to.
417 says, use your AARP card to get into RewindCon. I bet they would allow that. Pat says, my friend is 59 years old, and he told me that once you get the AAE card at age 50, you can get the senior citizen discount for movies. And remember, Nick, you're only as old as you feel. Well, if that's the case, I'm 79. Trucker Rich says, I felt old when my friend's daughter, who was 8 or 9, when I met her, joined me in the Army Reserves. Esmeralda, have you ever felt old?
Of course.
Well, can you give me an example?
Well, one is when I see movies that I think are newer on like the, you know, this.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, that just came out. It's been like 20 years since that movie came out. I'm like, it seems so new.
Right.
Or also I've gotten the ma'am.
Oh, you have?
I'm just like, what? No.
You've gotten ma'am?
No.
You are so not a ma'am.
I know. But they're very young, so
yeah,
they're like teenagers.
How about you, Dan?
I will go with the first time I felt old. I was working here, and I was filling in on a show where we still had interns, and I was telling an intern from my college story from my college days, and he was listening politely and laughed at the end, and then he said to me, that was a really great story, but why didn't you just call each other? And I had to look him and say, it was before cell phones.
No cell phones. Yeah. I have several stories. The one that I've told before was, I mean, I'm sure I felt old before this, but the one time I was directing this play, and it was called GIs in Europe. And it was a huge cast. It was a takeoff on Elvis Presley movies and Elvis Presley musicals, and it had original songs in it. It was a big production, and I thought it was absolutely hilarious. My friend Scott Oaken, who also loved Marlena being possessed by the devil, wrote it, and I directed it. And so there were about, I want to say, 18 people in the cast, and many of them were first timers at the factory, and they were young. And I was giving notes after a rehearsal. And one of the guys in the show, his name was Paul Matriano, a terrific actor. played this guy, this character that gets progressively more drunk during the course of the play. And so we rehearsed a couple of scenes, and one of the scenes takes place about a third of the way into the show, and he played the character really drunk, like very drunk, to the point where if he continued to drink as much as he did in the play, he'd be having his stomach pumped by the end of the play because he played him so very drunk early on. He went too drunk too early. That was so my note was basically pull it back, don't play as drunk early on, let the drunk stuff build. And so I said to him, as you know, I was given the notes, I said, listen, don't in this scene, don't Foster Brooks it so much. And so he shook his head. He went, oh, yeah, okay. And he wrote that down. And that was my note to him. I said, don't Foster Brooks it so much. So I start to look down and look at my notes, and I look back up, and two-thirds of the people who are sitting in the house, because I would stand on the stage to give notes as they sat in the house to write them down, I look in the house, and about two-thirds of the people are looking at me with complete blank expressions on their faces. Like, what did you just say, and why did he write that down like that was a – like that was a comprehensible note that you gave him. So I realized that nobody knew who Foster Brooks was. Nobody in the room except for maybe eight people in the entire room knew who Foster Brooks was. So I had to explain who Foster Brooks was. I had to explain to everybody in the room, most of the people in the room who were like in their 20s, that Foster Brooks was this comedian who was very, very popular in the early, mid, and late 70s, and his entire act was he was drunk and very drunk, and that was his entire act. And he played an absolutely, completely blottoed guy. And they were like, oh, okay, I had no idea who that is. And I was just, at that point, I was like, all right, I am 500 years old. And on a regular basis, whenever I turn on MTV or whenever I try to watch the MTV Music Awards, that I feel like I'm 375 years old.
Oh, especially because they have YouTube stars and Vine stars.
Oh, it's just crazy.
I don't get it.
Yeah. See, we're all getting old. All right. Okay, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to, Esmeralda and I are going to feel old as we talk about old videos and answer trivia questions.
We're going to feel young.
Yes, exuberant. Skip Skipley's going to come out of retirement. We had a much longer retirement this time because I was on vacation. So, but Skip Skipley will be here.
He's such a guy.
And
it's
we will
such an honor
play
for
some pop-up video. Trivia coming up.